The sideshow is over. Neil Warnock and his assistant Ronnie Jepson have left Aberdeen following our Scottish Cup quarter-final win against Kilmarnock on Saturday, a result that will hopefully be a turning point in our season. Fingers crossed it is, as a much better Dons performance sees Aberdeen progress to a Hampden semi-final. We're pre-match with Bowen Majoski, Neil Warnock and Red TV's matchday team of Rob McLean and Thomas Kearney, and we have the final post-match thoughts from Neil Warnock. Also this week, a roundup of the rest of the weekend matches in the Scottish Cup, SPFL and Highland League, and we hear from AFC Youth Academy and Aberdeen women physio Beth Walker. Our season ticket package for next season went on sale late last week. We've got more details on that and some supporters news. It's the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds on Sunday, the 10th of March. Welcome to the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham here with your weekly Dons News Roundup. The clouds lifted slightly over Pittodrie this weekend. The disastrous managerial appointment of Neil Warnock ended following our match against Kilmarnock, as both he and his assistant Ronnie Jepson have left the club. In a statement on the club website, Chairman Dave Cormack said the club would like to thank both Neil and Ronnie for their efforts. With the search for a new manager at an advanced stage, Peter Leaven will assume control of all first team matters until the process is concluded. Crazily, we've appointed someone in the interim again, Peter Leaven, who supposedly doesn't want the job. Ultimately, it doesn't look good for the club either way. The appointment in the first place of Warnock, and then your interim manager does walk away. Behind the scenes, the club is in chaos. If I was a prospective manager looking at managing our club, I'd have serious questions as to what has happened over the past few months, indeed the past year or so. And still, no commentary from Dave Cormack as to how our club is going to be fixed. Nevertheless, whilst the circus behind the scenes carries on, we had the glimmer of hope with a much better performance against Kilmarnock on Saturday in the Scottish Cup. Ahead of the match, we hear from Bowen Majoski, Neil Warnock and the Red TV matchday team of Rob McLean and Thomas Kearney.
There's still a lot to play for this season. As you mentioned, we've got, I think, still about 30 points left to play for in the league. We've got a huge game this Saturday against Kilmarnock at Pittodrie in the Scottish Cup quarterfinals. It goes without saying it's a huge game for everyone.
Yeah, it's a huge game, especially the cup games. We know that we play semi-final last season against Rangers. It was my first game in Hampden and against Hibs and Rangers this season. It's always nice when you play there, but of course we need to win games to be there, and this game is coming now against Kilmarnock home. It's a great opportunity to us to turn around the season. We still believe that the cup is still in the game, and we are looking forward for that. Of course, it's not in the great moment for us, the cup game, but yeah, we will give everything to turn around and go to Hampden again.
I think everyone's appreciated the backing of the fans this season, both home and away. We're at Pittodrie on Saturday. Just how important can they be on Saturday, the fans?
Yeah, I think it's always important, but now in this difficult time, I think it's the right moment to the fans to stay behind the players, and of course we will give everything to don't disappoint them.
Yeah. I think everybody needs a turning point, really, when you're having a bad run like we've had. And I thought that was going to be St Mirren, if I'm honest, for 90-odd minutes. But you've just got to keep going. You know, you do get kicked in the teeth at times in football, and you've just got to bounce back. It's how you react and how, you know, you get down for 24 hours, but then, you know, the manager and the staff have got to be spot on, and then the players have got to respond. And they did that. I thought on Tuesday was as good a session as we've had while I've been here, and looking forward to today and tomorrow, you know.
Hello and welcome to our social media preview of Aberdeen against Kilmarnock in the quarterfinals of the Scottish Cup. Rob McLean and Thomas Cherney are here for the big game, and we're hoping for a big result, Thomas, on the back of some miserable results in the league. And what an opportunity this is to get to Hampden.
100%. I mean, yeah, it's been pretty dreadful in the league this season, but listen, this is a Scottish Cup, different competition.
I'm looking for you to give me hope and cheer and optimism.
I'm trying to give myself a hope, but yeah, it's a great opportunity, I think, for a team to kind of get away from the league and put on a one-off performance today against Kilmarnock. We should be capable of beating Kilmarnock in that one particular game. It's just going to bring a really, really good performance. It's going to be tough, but it's a great opportunity. Just going to give the fans something to cheer about and be happy and look forward to the trip, another trip to Hampden. And it would be a great boost for when we come back to the league.
Yeah, that all sounds good to me. To be honest, it's not been good against Kilmarnock this season. Played three, lost three. It's a 5-0 aggregate in favour of Derek McInnes and his team. But here's Neil Warnock pre-match.
Neil, how are you feeling about this one today? Great opportunity, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, the Cup is something everybody looks forward to, the Cup, wherever you are. And I don't think it's any different this. I know Killy have had it over us, really, over the three games so far. But I think you've got to put that to bed, and we've just got to try and get on the front foot and try and get the fans behind us and give it a good go.
Did it take a bit of recovering from that stoppage time collapse at St Mirren last weekend?
I'd be a liar if I said no. yeah, it was terrible. I mean, what a way to lose, you know. Not just for me and the team, the lads and fans going home as well. You know, it was the worst possible scenario. But we picked them up again at the weekend, you know, over the weekend, and we've had a good week this week. So we've just got to go out and try the best we can.
And it's about showing character, isn't it, as much as anything else?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the word. We've got a good, they are a good group, and it's just, you know, we've just got to get on the front foot and try and get the crowd behind us. And rather than concede a silly goal early doors, we've got to try and be on the front foot and try and get that first goal.
You've made a couple of changes and a couple of good ones to come in, to come back. Jack McKenzie's back in, of course, and Jamie McGrath, who gives you something in the attacking areas.
He does, yeah. He's one of the best players in the squad, really, Jamie. I like Jamie. He's a manager's 8 out of 10 every week. He doesn't very rarely go to a 7 or a 9, but he's, you know, he's good to have around. And I think he gives everybody a little bit of a lift when he's on form.
Let's hope for a good day, Neil.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kilmarnock have lost only two of their last 16, Thomas. I mean, they're at the other end of the scale in terms of confidence and how they're feeling about themselves at the moment. They'll go for the jugular today. I don't think there's much doubt about that. And for Aberdeen, it's going to be really significant how they start, isn't it? When you're a little bit fragile, you can give yourself a big boost in terms of starting the game well. Is that right?
No, I agree. Kilmarnock has had a brilliant season, obviously, under Derek McInnes. He's put together a really strong team, really hard to beat. That's why they are sitting in the league where they are sitting. And I think for us, you could see last week when you scored that first goal and you got something to hold on to, It does kind of bring the confidence into the team. And you could see that for about 95 minutes last week. We looked solid, we looked pretty comfortable in the game against strong sentiment team away from home. So it's something we need to look to do again today, but keep our concentration levels high for, you know, until the final whistle. So the result is the one we actually want, and something that would, as I said, that would give a great boost to the whole club. Go to the Hampden, and then hopefully we can go on a run in the league as well, just to avoid any kind of trouble at the bottom end of the table.
You lifted my spirits even as we speak. Thanks for that, Thomas. Those two changes then, Jack McKenzie and Jamie McGrath coming in. 12:15 kickoff, Scottish Cup quarterfinals, Aberdeen against Kilmarnock. And we're with you on Red TV Matchday Live from 12 noon. We'll talk to you then.
And the stats fare well for the Dons, having not lost in 13 previous Scottish Cup meetings with Kilmarnock. And it was Jamie McGrath that hit an early opener in our Scottish Cup quarterfinal game at Pittodrie on Saturday. Her 11th minute opener came because of a long ball from Stephen Gartenman, which was too high for Stuart Finlay to head clear. William Mayoski's back heel put Junior Hoylett in behind, and McGrath was on hand to knock home the rebound after Will Dennis stopped the winger's shot. We doubled our lead in the 33rd minute after Hoylett took a quick throw and crossed. Mayoski laid the ball back for Shinney, who had run off the back of Vassal, and the captain sent a powerful strike into the roof of the net via deflection of Donnelly. Kilmarnock got back into the game 8 minutes later when Vassal got past Nicky Devlin and kept the ball back for Armstrong to put it into the net. We restored our two-goal lead in the 66th minute. Jack McKenzie overlapped and kept the ball back for McGrath to guide a shot home off the head of Finlay. It was a match better assured performance from the Dons as we put our name into the semi-final draw on Monday.
Neil, this is no ordinary after-match interview as Aberdeen reached the Scottish Cup semi-finals. It's your last game in charge, I'm told.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we had a chat on Thursday, really, and I think it's just one of those things that they've asked my advice on along the line, and I think they've got to try and get a manager in quickly, you know, as soon as possible, to look at the squad for next year. To be successful next year, the manager really needs to put his input in and have a look at the players in and out, like I have. I know what I'd do, so, I mean, I have given them my opinion. And I think they're down the line with that now. I don't think they're far away. So hopefully, you know, and that will get done. And it was decided, you know, I decided that at that time when I was talking to them that that's the best thing to do. I have a go at the cup. I want to get to the semi-final. I want to give the fans something to cheer about. And the players, it was lovely to see the players perform today. You know, they set the standards today. You know, Angus MacDonald and Stefan was fabulous. And Killian, I mean, he was unbelievable, on, you know, doing two or three jobs. So I was really pleased overall, all round today.
So this was happening anyway, was it? Were you going anyway, regardless of result?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, but I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to finish on two goals at St Mirren, you know, which should never have happened. I wanted to give the fans something to cheer about. Like, that was one of my teams today. And, I the fans got behind it. It was just like the old, what I call blood and thunder. And, you know, I enjoyed that.
So how do you feel about going?
A little, yeah, obviously sad. I think it's sad. I would have liked, I think we should have had another 7, maybe 9 points. Since the time I've been here, and I know I keep saying about the goals, but you can't get away from the goals, how poor they've been. Even today we gave one away, didn't we? You know, when there were no need to do that. And but they're a good group of lads, and I think with the right help, and I know that Dave will support financially, he'll support the you know, bringing players in. So I do wish the manager, and I said to the players, I'll come to the final. I'll come to Hammond. I'll come to the final.
And the semi-final, or just the final?
Yeah, I just come to the final, I said. Yeah. So, you know, they're, like I said, they're a good group of lads.
And is your understanding that the permanent manager appointment is imminent?
I think so. I think it's not far away. I think they've spoken to a couple, and I think they're quite impressed with the odd one there. So I don't think that'll be far away.
And you've seen enough to be able to have an input into what Aberdeen should be doing, what they need in the summer?
Well, I mean, I've given my opinion, that's all. All you can do is your opinion. And recruitment's got to be spot on in the summer. I wish I'd have been here a year and had two windows. And Dave supported me like he does. I think it would have been, you know, I think you could rival the top two teams without, you know, splashing fortunes if you get the right players in.
And as you said, nice to go out on a high, and what an enjoyable afternoon that was. 3 goals, and maybe could have been another 3.
Yeah, I know. We should have scored more, shouldn't we? But great, they've been a great bunch, and that's what, all I could say before the game, because the lads knew before the game, really. So I just said to them, listen, lads, let's go out and let's play how I know you can play today. Give me a bloody send-off, you know. And they did. I can't thank him enough for that.
And you got a nice send-off from the fans too.
Yeah, it was super. That was like old times, that. Yeah. I like that rule. Because that's what you live for. That's why I'm in the game at my age. And, yeah, I know you get the keyboard warriors having a go at you, but that's life, I'm afraid, as managers. But when you have a good time, you've got to enjoy it. And, boy, did I enjoy it today.
It's been nice to get to know you. Wish you well. Good health to you. And we'll see you at the final.
You will. And I'd just like to thank... The fans have been amazing. Everywhere I've been around the area, the Aberdeen fans have come up to me, and Ronnie said, just thank the fans. We really, from the bottom of our heart, we've had a great, great time. I'm sorry we didn't get more points on board. But believe you, it wasn't for the lack of trying. And I do wish you all the best.
All the best, Neil. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals. Exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
No games in the Premiership on Saturday, but Dundee United remain 4 points clear in the Championship title race after beating bottom club Arbroath 4-0 at Tannadice. Closest challengers, Raith Rovers, defeated Dunfermline Athletic 2-0 in the Fife Derby at Starks Park. Queen's Park and Partick Thistle drew 2-2 at Hampden, while it finished 0-0 between Inverness Cali Thistle and Airdrieonians in the Highland Capital. Falkirk stays 17 points clear in League One after a 2-1 win over Stirling Albion at Forth Bank. Hamilton Accies beat bottom club Edinburgh City 1-0 at New Douglas Park, while third place Montrose saw off Cove Rangers 4-1 at the Balmoral Stadium. Aloe Athletic strengthened their grip on fourth spot with a 3-0 home win against Kelty Hearts, and an Athletic earned a crucial 2-1 victory over Queen of the South at Gala Bank. Stenhouse Muir have a 15-point lead in League Two following their 0-0 draw with the Spartans at Oakleview, with Peterhead now second after beating Stranraer 2-0 at Balmer. East Fife beat Dumbarton 3-2 at Bayview to keep their playoff hopes alive, while Forfar Athletic defeated bottom club Clyde 2-1 at Station Park. Elgin City moved above Bonnyrigg Rose thanks to their 1-0 win at Barra Briggs. The results in the Highland League were Brechin City 5, Deverin Vale 1, Fermartin United 2, Huntly 1, Fodders Mechanics 0, Brora Rangers 1, Fraserburgh 2, Banks of Dee 1, Inverurie Locals 3, Wick Academy 1, Lossiemouth 2, Becky Thistle 1, Rothes 3, Clathnacadden 2, Strathspey Thistle 1, Keith 2, and Tariff United 1, Nairn County 3. On Sunday in the other Scottish Cup quarter-final fixtures, Celtic were given a fright by Livingston after they twice came from behind to level in search of their first win at Celtic Park. There was two late goals from the home side, though, to make it 4-2. And Rangers were 2-0 winners against a nine-man Hibs with goals from John Lundstrom and Fabio Silva. The final match of the quarter-finals is tomorrow night between Greenock Morton and Hearts.
What flavour is this?
Gin.
We, ridiculously wealthy people, are the problem. Starting today, I'm going to give away all my money, all 120 billion.
Molly Wells is here to talk about her new housing initiative, Space for Everyone.
We are on a real mission that is going to help a lot of people. I want you to get everyone into the conference room for a, you know, like a group talk session, like...
Are you trying to say the word meeting?
Yes, that's it. That's the word. Make them love
you over again. Ugh, it's Sophia again. Oh. She sent me a PDF. What is that?
That's violence. That's what it is.
We need to talk about this broken yogurt machine.
We don't have a yogurt machine.
Okay, then whatever machine I've been putting Greek yogurt into is not operating properly.
Okay. I'm just afraid that all I'm ever going to be is some rich guy's ex-wife.
You've got a better head on your shoulders than people give you credit for.
Cheers.
Everybody that works here knows that.
Put your hands in the air, now! I took a CBD gummy last night. I'm trying to be more interesting.
Helping the masses, helping your friends.
Step on it.
I'm trying.
You're on this beautiful, selfless journey.
I don't have a partner.
Place your hand on each other's hearts.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Molly, did you have any thoughts on the PDF I sent you?
I refuse to learn what that is.
Here we have a folic acid kale smoothie.
Mmm. What flavor is this?
Gin.
That's it. That's what I'm tasting.
If you thought season one of Loot was perfect, season two is even more perfect. A new season premieres April 3rd on Apple TV+. In association with Health Shield Friendly Society, AFC Youth Academy and Aberdeen Woman Physio, Beth Walker sat down with Red TV to explain her role with the club and how she helps the players with their physical and mental well-being.
With the boys and the women's team as well, that I try my best to have a really good relationship with all of them. I hope that they could feel like they would be able to open up to me with kind of with anything they're struggling with, whether that's outside of football, that they could come to me and maybe... You know, some of them don't like to go to the coaching staff straight away by kind of saying if they're struggling, but hopefully I think I am someone that they feel like they can come to and kind of any problems that they've got. And I think it's obviously really important, you know, mental health's a big talking point just now, and it's really important that people kind of get help. So if we can be that kind of first point of contact and then kind of get them down the road of seeing the specialists, then yeah, that's where we go from there.
Coming this Red Nose Day, The Traitors, the movie. Starring Saran Jones as Claudia Winkleman.
Who is the traitor?
Plus Alan Partridge, French and Saunders, and the return of W1A.
So that's all good.
Comic Relief.
Watch Comic Relief on BBC One Scotland from 7 p.m. and on BBC iPlayer. OK, let's catch up with a bit of news then. And the club launched our season ticket package for the 2024-25 campaign late last week. Season tickets are on sale now, with savings to be made especially during the early bird window. This season, under-12s can get a free season ticket and 50% off for under-18s with every paying adult in the RDS app. There's also 0% six-month finance package available again, and AberDNA members can save up to 50% on their season ticket. The other move for next season is making the Red Shed allocated seating. All current Red Shed season ticket members will have the opportunity to select a seat first before any remaining seats are made available for general sale. Any supporters looking to join the waiting list for a season ticket in the Red Shed should complete the online form on the club website. A significant number of seats at the front of Markland 4 will be reserved for Ultras Aberdeen, and any supporters who are looking to be part of this section should contact the group directly. And if you do sign up for a new season ticket, you could win a free season ticket for the next 5 years, worth up to £2,495. To be in with a chance of winning, simply renew or purchase a season ticket by 5 p.m. on Friday the 5th of April to be entered into the draw. So the key dates you need to be aware of is Wednesday the 17th of April. That's the deadline to spread the cost of your season ticket over 10 months. Friday the 3rd of May is the 6th month 0% APR interest payment plan as well. Friday the 31st of May is the renewal deadline. On Monday the 3rd of June, season tickets go on general sale. And on Monday the 10th of June, it's the early bird deadline. Season tickets are available to buy online now at afc.co.uk/etickets, over the phone by calling 01224 63 1903, or in person from the Pittodrie Ticket Office Monday to Friday 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m, Saturdays 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. An Inverurie Locals fight back at Harlow Park on Wednesday night ensured it would be the Highland League side who are to advance to the final of the Aberdeenshire Cup at the expense of a youthful Aberdeen 11 in a closely fought affair. Alfie Bavage fired the Dons into the lead in the first half, but two goals either side of the interval meant it would be an all-Highland League affair in the April Cup final, with Becky Thistle victorious in the other semi-final. A late winner from Cammy Wilson at Rugby Park on Friday afternoon ensured Aberdeen under-18s ran out 3-2 winners against league leaders Kilmarnock as they made it back-to-back away wins. It was also Wilson who opened the scoring in Ayrshire, with Fletcher Boyd grabbing the second goal that put Aberdeen 2-0 to the good, before Kilmarnock replied with two goals of their own to set up a grandstand finish.
We'll edit that out.
Okay, like I said in the email, we want this to be the best Red Nose Day ever. Everybody's got to do something funny for money. So, what have you got?
Pose, I've got loads of ideas. I'm an iconic hun after all. Something honey for money.
Alison, it's something funny for money.
Oh, right, I missed that one.
Lenny, you could join me. I'm singing for 24 hours.
Yes! I can't keep snogging people on the show. I've got to stop. Well, unless it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'd snog him, yeah. Fancy another one? Yeah, just one.
I'm at the Palladium, I'm doing the comedy gig. You know this!
Ah, of course.
So I was thinking I could do a sponsored silence for an episode of my podcast. So it'd be like this. I am still workshopping ideas, if I'm honest.
Yes, yes, we're all ready for our three-legged race across Europe. Aren't we, love?
I've got it. I'm going to listen to Amanda Holden's covers album for a week, non-stop.
What's that got to do with raising money?
Well, it's definitely something funny.
Hey, Lenny. Yeah, we're really excited. And don't worry, we're red nose ready, aren't we? Yeah!
Gemma?
Sorry, how did you get the GC's number?
Any fundraising ideas?
No. Well, I could do a bake sale, I suppose.
Lenny, darling, I'm so excited for Red Nose Day. Actually, I'm just about to take off for my sponsored skydive.
Let's get serious about being silly. Whether you do something outrageous, cheer on someone else, or simply enjoy our big night of funny, you can help raise spirits and life-changing money. So join us this Red Nose Day, Friday the 15th of March, and
do something
funny
for money.
The Scottish Cup semi-final draw will take place on Monday evening following the Greenock Morton versus Hearts match. You can watch the match and the draw live on the BBC Scotland channel, and we'll post the draw details on the AFC Donscast website and social media. We do have a midweek match against Dundee at Dens Park. Kickoff is at 7:45 p.m. If you're not heading to the game, you can watch it live on Red TV International, or it's available on pay-per-view on DTV for £12.99. You can order your match pass at ppv.dundeefc.co.uk. That's ppv.dundeefc.co.uk. And the other match in the Premiership on Wednesday night is between Ross County and Hibs. This Saturday, we're also on the road to face Motherwell at Fir Park. Kickoff in Lanarkshire is at 3 p.m. Tickets for the match are still on sale and are priced at £26 for adults, £19 for over 65s and students, £12 for under 18s, £6 for under 12s, and £19 for wheelchair supporters. Tickets can be purchased through visiting the Pittodrie Ticket Office by calling 01224-63-1903 or online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. You can watch the match live on Red TV International. Audio only in the UK and Ireland. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. So the manager merry-go-round continues, and you can keep up to date with all the latest news on our social media on X, Facebook, Blue Sky, Mastodon and Threads at AFC Donscast there. I'll be back with the AFC Donscast next Sunday, the 17th of March, with a roundup from both the Dundee and Motherwell matches and any further news from the club on the managerial appointment. If you're heading to Dens or Fir Park this week, safe travels, have a great week and stand free.